Hello, 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 party people. Boy, do I have the story for you today. Whoa. Not that excited. Excited? Not that excited. Thanks to the response on my elevator story, it was traumatic to tell. Not at all, actually, and I'm in a better mood today than when I'm recording this, so I might sound all, you know, peppy. That's the first word most people would use to describe me, Marissa. Peppy. I tend to overanalyze things, and I did listen back to my last episode, and I realized I, for one, called the show Live FD, but it's actually called Live Rescue. My brother told me that, and I was like, dude! Where were you like 30 minutes ago when I was just telling this story? So, same concept, doesn't change the story, it's just not historically accurate. Also, I realized I said some weird words that like weren't supposed to be, you know, there. For example, I think I said, what did I say? Count me on it. I think I wanted to say count me in and quote me on it. I don't know, y'all. This is just like live my brain just going words. Here's a story. Look, I just did it right now. I just remixed the word story. So just apologies for that. And yeah. Basically, I'm just gonna tell stories, and I'm gonna run out of stories at some point. So, at all my friends I've texted, please come on my podcast. I'm so serious about it. Like, this is gonna be so fun. This is not for me. This is for us. This is for the people. Yeah, I said it. This is for the people. I'm gonna try to upload on a consistent basis. I believe I uploaded the last episode on a Saturday, so we're gonna, you know, Sam Fender it up, and that's a see, did it again. That's a joke about the song Saturday by Sam Fender. Go listen to it. Anyways, I'm rambling. I will try, oh my god, English, I will try to post on Saturdays. That's just gonna be my day. Who knows if I will stick to that. I'm usually good with time, but it's also summer right now. It's summer. It's quarantine. I don't have classes. I don't have work. I'm unemployed. Most of my friends who I want on this podcast are employed, so it's probably just going to be me for a while. So, once again, buckle up. So, today's episode, I'm going to be telling you the story, and we're taking it back, okay? A lot of you guys laughed at me about my coffin statement, because apparently a lot of you guys have been in coffins. In my last episode, I said, I bet you haven't been in a coffin. I personally haven't. My brother sent me a picture of him in a coffin. Other friends sent me pictures of them in a coffin, because I forget that I have weird little, like, horror fanatic friends that like to sit in coffins. I don't know. Talk to them about it, not me. Where was I going with this? I don't know. Oh, today I'm telling you a story and we're gonna picture it. We're gonna picture it again. This is gonna be my thing. Picture it. This takes place probably 2005 or 2006, maybe 2004. I don't know. This takes place when I was in kindergarten. Background information. I have a brother. He's 9 years older than me. When I was in kindergarten, my brother was in eighth grade. This is background information for the story. I said that already. Yeah, so this is the story of why I wasn't allowed to stay home alone until I was in high school. Let's do this. Let's jump into this story. I'm ready. I'm hydrated. I've got a snack. I'm not gonna eat it over the mic. I don't know why I even brought it up, but this story has it all. It has gossip. It has break-ins. It has tigers. It has everything, and it takes place over like 10 years and is the biggest wait. That wasn't 2020. Ooh, that was such a good segue, y'all. Okay. I need to humble myself real quick. So, as I mentioned, this story takes place early 2000s. I was in kindergarten, living it up. I'm not going to say what school I went to because I don't know who's listening to this. But this is crazy. I don't even know how to start. I don't know where to start. But we've got to start somewhere. That is such a good motivational quote. Oh my God, someone please use that for their senior quote. Sorry, that might be a tough subject right now. Eventually, like, that's going to be my quote I'm known for. I think I just, you know, really solidified that by talking about it for the past 15 seconds. Anyways, let's start. You already said that, Marissa. This is getting boring. Okay, we're going for real now, guys. I promise. So, early 2000s. I'm at kindergarten. I'm living it up as kindergartners do. You know, like finger painting, macaroni necklaces, lima beans growing in the windowsill, like stuff like that. I was in my elementary school prime. Okay, we had classroom pets. This is important. We had fish. Nobody really cared about the fish. We had frogs, but they were just tadpoles at this time. They were just little babies. And we had like 3 guinea pigs. We either had 3 or 4. They stayed in one cage. I should have called PETA. It was a problem. But this is where the story starts. There were these guinea pigs. I loved them. I couldn't have guinea pigs or cats or dogs growing up because both of my parents were allergic to fur, or so they say. I haven't seen the tests that say positive allergy for fur. Okay, I am skeptical about it, but I'm an adult now, I've moved on. And that's exactly what someone would say who hasn't moved on. But anyways, I got to have these little pets at school. You know, they were cool, I don't remember their names, they were kind of annoying, but, you know, we gotta, like, take care of them and stuff. On Fridays, they got to come out of the cage and we could hold them and stuff. It was super cute. I think they were actually some girl's actual guinea pigs from home that she just, like, let stay there. But they were dope. They were cute. I feel like I cared about them the most because I'm sensitive and I like animals, especially ones that you can hold. Okay, I'm getting emotional here. They were so cute. Just picture these cute, cute, cute guinea pigs and a little 5-year-old who can't have little animals at home. Okay? And she's making macaroni necklaces. She's watering her lima bean in the window. Like, I'm loving it. I just learned the ABCs. Like, I'm blossoming as a person. But then it was a rainy day. It never rains in California, okay? All my California peeps, especially up north up here, we don't know what rain is. We know what 100 degrees is, and that's about it. 80 to 100, that's all I know. One day, it was raining. One out of 3 days of the year that it rains. And it was a Friday, aka the day we get to hold the guinea pigs. I remember being so sad because we couldn't hold the guinea pigs because it was like, I don't even know, it was a weird thing where you could, like, instead of going out to recess, you could hold the guinea pigs and, like, stay inside and play with them. And of course that's what I did. I'm not trying to play tag when I can hold a little ball of fur. But this day we couldn't go outside, no recess, you know, we just had to sit inside and eat our finger carrots and, you know, just do our thing. So the guinea pigs had to stay. And all of a sudden, we're chilling at circle time after recess, right? I'm super sad because I could not hang out with these guinea pigs. And I was really starting to form a bond with them. And we're sitting at circle time, and all of a sudden, things change. The teacher, she's telling us, like, we need to get close in this circle. She goes, okay, guys, like, she just basically, I don't remember exactly what she said. This was, like, 15 years ago. But we were on a lockdown. And if you don't know what a lockdown is, or if you haven't been in one or done a lockdown drill, you have to, like, go away from the windows, lock the doors, shut the blinds, turn the lights off, like, huddle in the center, and just, like, prepare for the worst. Mentally, you're like, I don't know what's going on, but something's going on and I'm unsafe, so we have to lock the doors and, like, shelter. Which is honestly so terrifying that we even have to prepare for that. But this was like the first time that ever happened to me, and I was in kindergarten. We had no idea what was going on, but I remember them telling us to get away from the windows, like, don't come near the windows. And it was also raining, so it was super spooky outside. And I remember visibly, not visibly, feasibly? Is that the word? I don't know, you guys. But I remember being so sad because nobody cared about the guinea pigs. These guinea pigs were in their cage next to the window. I was like, these guinea pigs, I don't know what's going on out there. It could be a monsoon. It could be a war. It could be anything. But these guinea pigs are close to the window. And I know in my heart, I can't live through this when there's guinea pigs that we might have to sacrifice. So, you know, nobody knows what's going on. We got girls crying in the corner, people doing whatever, sheltering in place or whatnot, you know, whatever you do during a lockdown. And you can't talk in a lockdown. So we're all kindergartners. We start whispering. And a girl taps me on the shoulder, mid-panic attack about these guinea pigs. And she goes, I know why we're on a lockdown. I'm not going to whisper anymore. This isn't ASMR. She says, I know why we're on the lockdown. And I was like, oh my God, tell me, tell me. And she said, there's a tiger on campus. Excuse me? She said, there's a tiger on campus. The thoughts that went through my 5-year-old brain, oh my God, I was like, cool, tiger. I was like, oh my God, a tiger. Like, how did he get here? What? Did God just like drop a tiger in the middle of HN3? Like, what is going on? And then I thought, the guinea pigs. There's a tiger outside. And those guinea pigs are by the window. That tiger is roaming by this window. He smells these little baby pigs, and he is gonna get them. I did not care about me. I did not care about anybody in that room. As cold-hearted as that may sound, I thought these guinea pigs were toast. I was upset. I was so upset. I mean, it was just like the worst news she could have told me. Like, she could have tapped on my shoulder and told me there were bombs being dropped, and I would have been okay. I wouldn't have. That's a joke. Don't quote me on this, please. But I was like, the world's over. There's a tiger outside. That's the worst thing you could have just told me. Eventually, the teacher, she's calming us down, you know. I think she must have got word of the rumors spreading around. But eventually, lockdown is lifted. And when the lockdown's lifted, the rain was gone. And it was just like a Hallmark movie. I mean, it was like, oh, like you could hear the heavens. So now the day just continues back to normal. Like, we're doing our phonics. We're reading Flat Stanley. Like, we are a go. The teacher never said anything about what had happened. Never said anything about the tiger. But there was only, like, 30 minutes to an hour. Like, I remember it was really at the end of the day. So there wasn't much left to do. So it was kind of just like, you know, hang out until your parents pick you up. And then get out and have them deal with it. Daycare after elementary school, and I would go there for a couple hours, and my dad would always pick me up, and my dad would always pick me up at like 5:30 on the dot. He was so precise. Like, I just knew 5:29, get your stuff together, Greg's coming. Like, I knew. But this day, my dad picked me up at 3:45. I was mind blown. I was like, it was raining, there was a tiger on campus, and we were all just like, oh, cool, tigers, see you tomorrow, do your homework. And now my dad's picking me up early. I was stoked. It was insane. And then I try and tell my dad about this tiger, and he's probably just like, 5-year-olds, you know, tell stories, whatever. And then my dad's like, we're gonna go to the park. And I was like, oh, the park? Like, my dad took me to the park. But not on school days. And it was a Friday, so I was just kind of like, okay, maybe that's why. I'll do my, like, weekend packet on the weekend. Whatever. My dad takes me to the park. So fun. It was just, like, the best. Then afterwards, it's, like, 5 o'clock. Like, we were at the park for a long time. My dad's like, do you want to go to McDonald's? Hell yeah! Of course I wanted a Happy Meal. 4-piece chicken McNuggets. Chocolate milk. Thank you. So we go to McDonald's. We're chilling. He pulls up and he parks. I'm like, what? My dad is a drive-through man. Like, what are we doing? He goes, you can go play in the playpen. What? Oh my God. Like, I just get to play. And so I played at McDonald's. I ate my little McNuggets. I ate my French fries. I played with my toy. That shit was so cute. Oh, man, I'm not cussing. The toy was just so cute. I'm sorry. The toy was cute. So then I'm expecting to go home. I'm like ready to go home. My dad's just in the best mood ever. And my dad goes, we're going to go to another park. And I was like, no way. Like, is this real? Like, it's not even my birthday. Like, come on. Come on. Greg, are you pulling my chain? Like, what's going on here? So we go to the park. I have the time of my life. I mean, it was so fun. It was a different park. And then all of a sudden, I hear a noise. And I look up. There's a dang helicopter. I had, like, never seen a helicopter this close. I mean, this helicopter was, like, borderline about to land. Like, this helicopter was so close. I was like, Dad, there's a helicopter. And I think I was more like excited about the helicopter than I was about the tiger. The tiger I thought was gonna eat me. The helicopter I thought was just like super cool. Genuinely, Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor at the time. I thought that was him. So yeah, I was just loving it. So fun. Finally go home. Best day ever ends. Now, keeping in mind, my brother's 9 years older than me. My brother at the time was on spring break. I was on like a track system. So, you know, we were like off for like a month and then we'd come back and be at school for 3 months. And then we'd be off again. So we didn't have spring break. But my brother had spring break. And this was his first time staying home alone. 8th grade, spring break, all by himself, last day. I'm sure he had the best 4 days up to it until this. We're gonna flash forward 9 years later to my 8th grade spring break. I wanted to stay home by myself. And my mom says, no, you can't stay home until you're in high school. And I was like, what? That's so unfair. Like, Grant got to stay home. Da 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 da. I was so mad. I was upset. I don't even know. I think I ended up going to my grandma's. That's relevant. But I was so upset. And eventually on the last day, I was like, Grant, like, I hate you. You got to stay home. Just like whining. I was just whining and I was mad and I didn't get my way. You know, I still do that to this day. Basically, my brother then tells me, he goes, well, that's because they broke in that day. Mom didn't want you to stay home. I was like, what? Who's they? And what do you mean broke in? And he goes to tell me this story of how my brother was home alone, his last day of his spring break. And all of a sudden, a glass just shatters. And he hears people. He hears people talking, and there were 3 people who had then broken into our house through our laundry room window and came in the house and were going to break in and probably steal stuff. My brother freaks out, calls my mom, doesn't call 911. Like, I didn't call 911. I called my dad when I was stuck in that elevator. This is a hereditary thing. Okay, I call my dad. My brother calls our mom. It's what happens. So my brother calls my mom. My mom freaks out. Like, understandably, sure. Like, yeah, there's people breaking in. So I think my mom was the one who called 911. I'm not sure. Anyways, we have like 3 neighbor cops at this time. So they end up coming, getting the bad guys or whatever. And oh, I remember, okay, this part's kind of, I should have said this already, but my brother had to yell down to the 3 people, like, the police are on the way, the police are on the way. And oh my god, I just wish I would have seen my brother like in this moment. But oh, I love that band In This Moment. Guys, go stream Mother by In This Moment. It's a great album. There I go on another tangent. Anyways, my brother is home alone. The house gets broken into. The cops come. it ended up being some high schoolers that were also on spring break. They were bored, probably looking for something to do, didn't think anyone would be home. That's that story. We were on lockdown at school because our house was right next to the school, and the three guys had fled the scene before the police got there. But the police eventually found them, and that's why the lockdown was lifted. But this whole time, I thought there was a tiger on campus. It turns out there were just three dudes scaring the crap out of my brother, breaking into my house. But no, just can't be a tiger. And my dad picked me up early because he had to take me places like the park and McDonald's and another park while the cops were there investigating the scene, because they really investigated it a lot, because he was like, my brother was young, like, I don't know how old you are, like 12, like he was home by himself and someone broke in, like that's pretty serious. They didn't take anything or harm my brother or anything, and they ended up catching them, but they were still like sweeping the scene, checking things out. I remember my mom had gotten the window replaced, like I knew nothing. The helicopter that I'd saw was actually the news helicopter. They were telling a story on the news. I just messed up my words. They were telling a story on the news about it. The helicopter was filming my house. There were people out front our house trying to interview my mom, interview my brother. My mom has on a VHS tape, like the recorded newscast of them talking about it. And it's just so funny. And they just cleaned it all up super quick. Cops gone. Window replaced. I'm thinking for 10 years of my life that that crazy day that I had all this fun and there was a tiger on campus and it was raining. It was just a weird, weird day. So moral of the story, next time you're on lockdown, or someone tells you a little rumor about a tiger, or you see a helicopter, think twice, because there's no way that it is what you think it is. Whatever it is gonna make you think, wait, that wasn't 2020.